España.
Would you do the same method we did in 7? Take the lid and pin it here. Are you with us? Kilo Shesikua, the Gasha Bagava. So you all have to live, watch it and see the Lashon of the Chamas Hashem. Look, watch it. Loshani quotes from a Sefer Hamor, Zalisho, in the Chemes Hashem. Chemes Enes, okay? Sefer Hamor. Okay. One minute. Everybody find a place. Sefer Hamor, the Baal Hamor, that's the Rezo, also referred to as the Rezo, Rabbeinu Zecharia Halevi, the Chemes Hashem, right, is the Ramban. Okay, as you know, they don't, always agree, I think they don't ever agree. Look at the quote. The Ramban starts off with the quote from the Sefer Hamor. Olinyan Pelusha the Masnisa. You have it? It's the Baal Hamor. Upsak halacha have yodea shekol hagonim shohoyim in a olam kulu. Now, whenever anyone starts talking like that, you know that he's in the middle of a machlokas. You with us? The Baal Hamor. Okay. Underneath.
Yeah.
Where
would you have it? Little words. Yeah. Bigger letters. I'll change you, Bosha. I can see little letters too. Nina Pelucha Namasei, it sums up the whole introduction. Upsak halacha, have you day as you call a go name, show him an olam, kulam, eskimu, masnisun la hasatan. Avolishos, mashin, umani chananyahi. Chol harayos, she may be rabal fasi, the dvor of the mitchil chananya, look for masnisun, the lishos, aim by my fellow raya achas yeshlo yadayim v'raglayim. How's that for an introduction to the mission? Okay, you got the flavor of that? Rabbi Yosef, you with us?
I'm not sure. I thought I was, but is there
a more katan?
We're not doing Milchemet Hashem yet?
Huh? We're doing more katan, so it's Odeh Minyan.
Oh, okay.
No, I
was looking in the Milchemet Hashem.
Yeah.
No.
I'm reading Milchemet Hashem.
No, right, it was
closer to Sefer Mo. He's, I said, big will say.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like the second paragraph. Let's say Sefer Mo. Okay, there. There's Ulinian. No, but. Yeah. Is it? What happened to you? He has it on his.
Maybe it begins somewhere else.
Don't know why. No, you want to see? He has. He has it there. Let's
see.
What
are we looking for?
He has the same thing.
He has it.
No. Yes. Missing a big piece. Missing a big piece of the balamor there.
The what? The Mora Katan?
No, Mechamas Hashem.
Mechamas Hashem was there.
Yeah.
He's
not so good.
We don't have the part where the room is looking at.
Oh, really?
It's a little different text. Little different text.
Yes, sir.
I had it.
Okay. You'll find that lashon. You realize you're dealing here with a fundamental machlokas. The Balamor starts off. Mind you, he's talking about the Riv, right? It's all the rayas the Riv is going to bring. No. I think I got it. I'm reading from the Ramban. Yeah, it's Ramshev, yeah. Why don't you have it? No. Very strange. But we can take the Balamor right then. He's calling the Balamor. What this fellow did here in printing my riff, he took the Balamor there and put it into the Ramban, because Ramban starts off with this Balamor, so he quoted. So you have it. Look at Linyan Pirusha. Say it again. What? Don't often see such a lotion in a Rishon. I will say that again. Linyan Pirusha the Masnisan Upsak Halacha Have Yudeya Shekolagonim Shoyim in Olam Kulo. You hear that? Hiskimu the Masnisan is talking about like Rav Chananya. That we're talking Lahaza Tanan. Avo Lishos to put something on the fire Friday. You have to do nothing, no blech, you don't do anything. Friday, you gotta start cooking. You're not doing anything on Shabbos, it's all mutu. Why? Because man echananyihi, we you'll see the Rif brings all kinds of rayas against Chananya, right? In other words, what are we talking about? Machal ben Dusoi. Once it's Machal ben Dusoi, no problems. That's called lishos. V'chol harayos shemevi rabal fasi l'dvor l'mitchi l'chananya u'kemas nisen b'lishos ein b'emem for the ray achas yeshem yodayim v'raglayim. Yeah, you talk against the Rif. Okay, that starts off the sugya. Now look in the riff. You with us? Kilo chizgu bekasha begalvin nosa tafsho begefes veisim litan sheigo. Right, kasha galvin doesn't leave any gecheles. Right, no shema yachate becholim is the gzera we're worried about. Ache yigo for yitin a safe. Hashem omim, we talk about chamin. Abo tafshul, not at all. Is omim chamin betafshul. Hashem omim noten avlo marzirin. Besel omim av marzirin. Okay, let's have a quick summary. Bachlokes Chameir Rabbi Yehuda in the Gemara. Hagelim Pshati Beishamai Beisil. Chameir said, remember, according to Beishamai, that's how the Rif has a simple statement, everything is also. She is also, Chazor is certainly also. According to Beis Hillel, she is mutter, right? But only, I'm sorry, according to Beis Hillel, she is mutter, right? But only chamin, only water, and only if it was gorav v'kotum. Chazora is also. Rabbi Yehuda, right? According to Beis Shammai, Chamin is Mutar and Gorav v'Kotum, Chazor is also. According to Beis Hillel, Shia is Mutar for water and for food, right? And likewise, Chazor is Mutar for chazora of water or food, as long as it was goro for kotum, which is the way we passing halacha today. That if there's goro for kotum, you can make shia and you can make chazora. If you hold that the Mishnah is talking about chazora, no, if you hold like Hachananya, then Beis Shammai says chamin is muto. But chazor chamin is mutar b'shia, but b'chazor is also food, is also in both cases. No. I'm sorry. According to Chananya, and if the Mishnah is going according to Chananya, then according to Beis Shammai, then it's I said that right the first time. Then it's mutar b'shia. Of water, of chamin, and according to Beis Hillel, even chamin, even food is mutar, even if it's not gorav v'kotum, like the Balaam Ora says, there's no need for gorav v'kotum if you hold like Chananya. As long as it was Giyel Machal Ben Lusoy, then there's no Iso whatsoever. Chazora, according to Beis Shammai, is also, right? And according to Beis Hillel, is Mutar. But Chazora, only if it is Gorav v'Kotum. Okay, say that again. That's the way you... Okay, that's what we're starting up here in Machlokes Baal HaMor and the Ramban. If you hold like Chananya, then if you gil machal ben soy, then according to Beis Shammai, you can put chamin even though it's not Gola V'Kotum, but not food, according to going to Beis Hillel, you can put either chamin or food, and ain't a Gola V'Kotum, as long as it was a Gila L'Machab Endel Soi, Hu Adin B'Chazora. The Shammai doesn't allow Chazora at all.
And if it was Gorov and Khatum, both say you can put everything and then they have this machloket on what can go back?
It makes no difference. If it's not Gorov, the Khatum is also permitted as long as you give Machab and Tosoi. And only Gorov and Khatum is Gil Machab and Tosoi. If you hold the Mishnah is like Hananya.
But if the Mishnah is like Hananya, if it is Gorov and Khatum, then both Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai say you can put everything, right?
Not clear on Gorov V'Kotum, because according to the learning chart in the Mishnah Hananya, we don't use Gorov V'Kotum at all. You choose Machab and Tosoi.
Okay.
Gorov V'Kotum is not playing a role in the halacha.
Al Shia or Al Chazora.
Right.
No, Chazara,
that
was
no, on Chazora, you need Gorov V'Kotum according to Beis Hillel.
Fine.
But she is not Gorov V'Kotum. She, you don't need Gorov V'Kotum according to Chazara. You need just Machab and Tosoi. Okay? Next. Gets clear enough. Let's skip down to the lift. We'll say quickly. Iboy lohu. Hai lo yitin lo yazuhu. Avolisho smashin. Afagav shena go over bikotim. Umasisa Hananyahi. Oh, Dilma, Hilo Yitin Lo Yishe, Philolishos, you need Gorov V'Kotum. Bilolo. According to Hananya, you don't need Gorov V'Kotum, Philolishos. Upligi the Hananya, and the Shaklinen, Vitalinen, Gemora, Shakla Vitalia, and the Gemora. And here we go. Umaskona, Lo Yitin Lo Yishehu, Philolishos, Gorov V'Kotum in Ilolo. That's what the Balamor objects to, says that the Rif has no basis for that that maskone lahaloche to aser shir on a ainer gor of a kotum. But watch the language. Learn to watch the language of Rishonim, Mrs. Gaonim. Umistavralon, mind you, he has no absolute raya. We infer, Mistavralon, the Hochehu Maskona. Why? Because the Gemara is missing one little abbreviation, right? Kamashmalon, or saying Tufte, Tufte, or saying Behoche Hilchasa. Gemara didn't come to that conclusion. Therefore, he says, Mistavolon the Hochu Maskona. Why? Here's the raya. that the Balamor says Ein lo yadayim v'raglayim. The whole boso the shaklinim v'tadinim. After the whole sugya, we ask so many times, kashes give teres iboylohu mal lismoch lo. Then he will ask how about somuch. Not on, but next to it. Remember the Gemara. Tocha v'gabahu d'oso avolismoch shapid on me or dim aloshna. So the Gemara makes a statement. What does he want to say? Tocha begabo, I understand this also. How about somuch? From which I infer that tocha begabo was decided already. Tocha begabo is on the kira, is also. And if I ask you somuch, how about somuch? Maybe it should be mutter. And since the Gemara didn't come to a conclusion, say yelcha hechosu, but I infer mistavo from the fact that the Gemara makes that statement. Know what? Some that on the Akira is also. How about Somochlo? From here I infer that the Aloha must be that on the Akira is also. Okay? Odilma Losh, Marabrina Toch of Gabahud also, Shamina, the also Lishos Agabakira, Shedigufa Ktubo. The Ode, another Raya, that the Balamor says is not a good Raya. Haskina Labayon. We conclude our bayah by Hava Lot, Mor asks, Toshma, Kira Sheisuko, Begapas of Eitzim, Som Cholo, Vein Mashon Agaba, Elim Ken Gufa Kutumo. Even though the Mor didn't precede it by that statement, Toshma, no, Toshma wouldn't prove anything either. It has to be a statement, the Chain Hilchasa, or Tufta, where I refute one opinion. Yeah, don't see that in the Gemara. Therefore, you only infer it from the tone of the Shakla Bataya of the Gemara. Right. And the Balamor says clearly, now you look in the Shulchan Aruch, we did that also in Shulchan Aruch, you see that the Bechaber doesn't want to commit himself. He records this opinion of Hananya as an alternative opinion. The Yesh Omrim, he puts it on the Yesh Omrim, so that the Mechaber was not prepared to make a definitive statement, even though it was clear the Mechaber held like, not like Hananya, Halacha Lamaisa, and all the Shailas he has, yet he always, twice records the Yesh Omrim otherwise. He himself, Paskins, not like Hananya, but nevertheless, he records Hananya's opinion. Gives you the clear instruction, don't discount it. The Main Afkamina, Shas Hadchak. It remains a valid opinion. We don't pass it that way. I told that many times. An opinion that's expressed in the Gemara never goes away. It's always alive. We may not listen to it. We paskin otherwise, change the circumstance, and we move it back in. Then we can pass like a das yochid, seven b'shas hadchak. Here's where psak comes in. We need a posek with broad shoulders to be able to paskin such shaylus. The only place where we don't have such a rule is where? Among people. Machlokes b'shamay b'shilu. Shammai Mokum Hillel Lav Mils Lav Hilchosehi. That Yotzo Basko and said Aloha Kabisilo, and that he discounted Beishamai's opinion. Why? Because of politics, political considerations. What political considerations? They were afraid she also kishtetos. Beishamai was so powerful. And a reputation of being chorif, of smarter than the Beis Hillel. Right? And when the Chazal saw fit with Alocha Vacheram Lahatos to pass by Beis Hillel, they knew they were in trouble. Beis Shammai leave him as a valid opinion, then people would follow Beis Shammai. So they discounted Beis Shammai. They drummed him out of the army. Right? Unique halachas, look historical halachas. But that's why we survived. If we had this lahavdol bein tahor l'tumah, If we didn't have that, then you'd have what the Muslims have, right? Every Montek and Donashik, the Sunnis attack the Shiites, right? And then there's 1,300, 1,500 other subclasses, other chevres, right, that have different Nevi'im, right? And they kill each other. We had it once in our history, twice in our history. The Tzukim, right? And that was, people underestimate what happened on Hanukkah. On Hanukkah, not we beat the Greeks, we beat the Jews. The Greeks were no problem. The Greeks will get along. Sooner or later, they'll disappear. But Jews don't disappear. We had to get rid of the Jews. The Jews that became Hellenists, these were all Sadducees that favored Hellenism, Hellenizing Judaism. And we got rid of them on Hanukkah. That was a big thing. That's what saved the Torah.
So Rabbi, aside from the few cases that we have, that we say that the halakha is like Shammai, as someone who is being...
Hillel was molded to Shammai.
Right, but aside from those, when a posek is trying to figure out, never uses the opinions of Shammai. Okay.
Okay, well, can you jump down the riff? The inshi agabe kira she'ein agufa kuduma. Okay, here we have the nenem emlecha Shabbos. If someone forgot agabe kira she'ein agufa kuduma, me did the low boshel kotzoke. The kotzokein em ova v'shol b'mezid. What's the halacha? Amar Rav Yehuda, b'tchilo yomrim amrasum Shabbat shogi yochal mezor yochal. Hu adin l'shocheach. Nishero bo mashim b'mezid, lomrim shogonu, chod v'gozru afal ha-shocheach. And it goes the psak in the riff. But we said that the Gemara says only misamik v'ralo. What about misamik v'yofalo? Is also called a bichul on Shabbos. V'hecha d'shokach midi d'boshul kol tzorke, but misamik v'yofalo. So bushul kol tzorko it is. But further cooking, like Gemara says, something that has cabbage in it and so on, that cooks better, it tastes better the more you cook it. Right? Ho milse yibolo b'gemara v'lo ifshita. That was asked, you don't have again a behilchus, so what it is. Therefore, what's halacha? It's a sveket rabban alakula. Because misamek v'yofalo is not a bishul daraisa, it's only, at best, it's the rabbanon, sveket rabban alakula. Okay, and here's the part that's missing in our Gemara that the Rif brings in. We had a whole discussion on that, on Shogag. Whether we go there, there was a gzeira, koin magzeira, acha gzeira, and so on. Now you have, this is the moko, however, is goren bava kamer, not in kilo. So here you have to get that straight. That has to be added. I mentioned in shir, but I just said it quickly. Hamavashel b'shabas b'shogeg. Here we have. believe it or not, a common catering shayla. Caterers who make chassid Shabbos night, especially, and I think in the winter months, where you have an early Shabbos, Shabbos is out early, they'll accept the chassid for Shabbos night. But you gotta watch it. The guy comes in a little bit earlier, right, and gets things ready. Right. That includes lighting the ovens, etc., etc., etc. So that's the title. Hamavashal b'Shabbos b'Shogig. Example, you have to have a practical example. He made a mistake on the clock. Right. He thought he had yet an hour to go. Right. He didn't know they moved the clock back. Right, and Shabbos is now an hour earlier, and it was the first Friday, like what we had this year. He didn't move the clock back, so he's cooking an hour into Shabbos already. But it was b'shogeg. Hamasha b'shabbos b'shogeg yochal b'mezer lo yochal. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Okay. Mezid be aseret, it's treif, which means the food that someone cooked on Shabbos, whether it's in a restaurant or whether it's a caterer, is treif for food, period. Because they're cooking the mezid, not b'shogeg. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'shogeg yochal. But when? The motzoi Shabbos. Because it can't be nene memlecha Shabbos. Even if it's on b'shogeg. B'mezid, lo yochal olomis. Who is treif treif? Rabbi Yochanan Sandler is the middle position, in between. Omer b'shogeg yochal motzoi Shabbos, but only la'cherim v'lo lo. The mezid lo yochal olomes lo lo v'lo acherim. He's mechalek. Between low, he's the only one that's mechalek between low and lacherim. B'shogeg or b'mezid for himself is also. The chilek is lacherim. If it's b'shogeg, then lacherim can eat right lemotzoi Shabbos. If it's b'mezid, it becomes treif. My time at Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, where did he get this idea? Chibulo, lacherim, motzoi Shabbos, Shabbos. Kedor shabchi apisrel v'nesir, u'shvarte besa Shabbos ki kodesh ilochem, ma kodesh osu v'achilo, af masi Shabbos v'achilo. No, if that's the case, ima kodesh osu v'ano, af masi Shabbos osu v'ano, no. Tamro molochem, sholochem tehei. Even if he doesn't b'shogeg, yochel afila b'shogeg, no tamaloma machalaleh moshumos. They have b'meizir amati l'chav lo b'shogeg. Okay, see what was all missing in our Gemara. It's for pligi bo ravacha v'ravile. What are we talking about? The reis of the rabbon, he quoted a posuk. That's what scares you. He quotes a posuk, but is it a real limud for the posuk or just a smachta? Is it the Reise or the Rabbanu? Omar Maise Shabbos the Reise, Chadamas Shabbos the Rabbanu. Mandama Shabbos the Reise Kedamoran, it's a posuk, ki kodeshi. Mandama the Rabbanu, the Makro, kodeshi lachem, he kodosh, ve maser kodosh. You're learning the word he wrong. He doesn't refer to the food, he refers to the day. There's no statement about the food becoming kodesh. Therefore, you can't apply that posuk. You want to infer, use the posuk as a rasmachta, fine, that's the rabbonah, it's not a dreise. The kaimelon, b'choratol kula, ravacha, b'ravina, aloha, k'dibri, amekel. Right? Shmamino, delesed, rabbi yochel asantlo. Hilkoch, Therefore, halacha is like a Yehuda. Yomar hamavashel b'shabbos b'shogi yochal. The motzoi shabbos, right? Hamavashel b'shabbos yochal the motzoi shabbos. Who? Everybody. Bein lo bein acherim. The mezid yochal motzoi shabbos acherim v'lo lo. So just a little point in halacha. And we could go a little bit further, just finish the sugi. A point in the definition of lo and lacherim. How do we paskin that? A restaurant cooks. That's always lo, not lacherim. A restaurant cooks for you. Whoever comes plunks down his money, that's the guy he's cooking for, right? So if it's classified in halacha as a lo. Therefore, it's also all of us. What a private individual may make a mistake and cook for shogeg, right? That's considered, right? He cooked low, lacherem is muto. But if he's a restaurateur, when he cooks, his kavone is for the one who shows up at the restaurant and puts down his money, that's the one I was cooking for. Therefore, it's called Mabasha Lo, right? It's not a Cherem, and therefore it's also. Therefore, you can't have Hashgoche kosher on a place that's open on Shabbos. In Midtown area, not far from Stern College, there's a...
Second Avenue Deli.
No, Second Deli, and this is as a Hashgoche? No, I don't think so.
Some sort of Hashgoche.
No.
Great American Health Bar.
There's American
Great American Health Bar.
Great American. That's what. That poses a problem. That has hashgacha. Yeah. From a who used to teach here once. In IBC. Gulevsky.
Altsbishel.
Huh.
Even if.
Oh,
but
I'm not
just
getting there. What did they do, bishul
there?
What?
It's
not like
it's
the whole thing. Yeah, grilled cheese. But they don't do any real massa bishul there, I think. What?
Oh,
wait,
they make soups.
Not.
What are we talking
about? Okay. American.
A rabbi.
It's not real massa bishul. Something. Well, you mentioned Agavuche before. Let's finish. Let's finish off the next few lines. Dasin b'chulin, hashochek l'chol v'shabbos. What? What I answered you this morning, right?
Raw.
My timer. Kivun the efshar because I was for shchita. Kikoshochet adaita lechole kishochet. But I'm a vashel lechole b'shabbos. Then also lebori zero shemayaber b'shvilu. Yeah.
How do we say that a person who was mevashel ben mezid? Even lacharim he can benefit.
Right.
Why shouldn't he do it again? Even if it's in his own household, why shouldn't he say, I'm going to have make it easier. I'm going to cook. I can't have it for myself, but I'm going to give it to others.
No. If he cook, so I just explained just a minute ago.
No, not a restaurant. It's not
a... Yeah, same thing. No. Same thing. If he's cooking for his family, it's low. It's not lacharim. The one who he's cooked for, he says... I'm on Chal Shabbos, but I want my children to have good fresh food. Right? He's cooking for them, that's also.
So then lacharim means to go give it to a neighbor and say it shouldn't go to waste?
What's the reason that restaurant is not good?
I'm sorry?
What's the reason that the restaurant...
Because a restaurant cooks for the one who comes to buy.
Right,
so... That says it's Bashal Bishvilo.
So, but what's wrong with eating there on Wednesday?
Why? Okay. Boys, pay attention. Okay. You can eat there on Wednesday. if you kosher all the pots. What's this bashal on Shabbos is treif. As I mentioned sort of twice, that it's treif for food. And the pots become treif.
But it's only
out
kanas.
Huh?
It's out kanas. Of course, it's kanas. So that's only on the food. It's not
on
the. How do you know?
The whole thing is a kanas. Better set up to the Rebbeinu Shalom, don't set up with Rabbanan. The Rebbeinu Shalom has mercy, he has chachmonis. Rabbanan have no chachmonis.
So here if somebody cooks the mezid, his kelim become, in this case, on Shabbos, his kelim become treif. But if he cooks with shogeg, it's not treif.
That's because if it's yochal but soy Shabbos, they said they did not sell it. But where is also olamis for everybody, right? That's how we paskim.
So is there a difference between this restaurant and a company that would be open on Shabbos and makes its food on Shabbos? Like Entenmann's or any of these?
We talk about a Jew cooking, not a goy cooking.
But these places don't have Jews cooking usually.
Huh?
But this restaurant is run all by goyim.
It's owned by Jews, so the cooking the Jew is cooking.
It's owned by Jews, but everybody inside working are goyim.
Yeah, who said so?
Well, they're open on Shabbos, so they're.
I hate to tell you, there's still a few Jews over Chal Shabbos. What can you do?
Like hotel, if this mashgiach that they prepare.
Where's the mashgiach?
Yeah. Restaurant in
he claims he comes on Shabbos too to check. You can't do that to our religion. Okay, let's take next riff on Chazor. Well, we're summing up the Gemara nice quickly.
Rabbi, can I ask a question on the run that we inside, just one of the terms that said previously just inside was Mishum Amei Haaretz. In one of the runs down here, it said they taught one way, but then they taught he was Doresh in specifically here, but then for them it was for Amei.
Which one are you talking about?
And
let's see what I've done.
It's the Garcinon, but towards here at the end. It says, "Hatam derav ki mori lehu letamidav mori lehu kerabbi
Meir."
Right. Darish bepirka darish kerabbi Yehuda mishum amei haaretz.
Right.
What does that mean, mishum amei haaretz?
Because Rabbi Yehuda is more mekel, right? So he's afraid that once you give them coolness, they will extend it more. See, what does Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, "Bishog leYochal." Motzoi Shabbos, right? Meizvah Yochal Romans. That says Bishogi Yochal Motzoi Shabbos, right? So we're afraid that will do it b'meizah too. So there's some things you can doubt for your people. And Pamayoritz, that's part of Psak. You have to understand the sociological consequence of a Psak. It depends who you're dealing with. Like there, you have many halachas in Shabbos. Where for a Talmud Chacham is Muto and for an Amoritz is also. An Amoritz, you're afraid. Remember, Amoritz doesn't mean a Shegetz, a mean. But you have to understand what the level of Amoritz is. If you don't have an understanding of halacha, things just get out of hand. There's a good example, and That's not it. Might have a fellow comes over and says he was by Costco, right? And they're selling cheap, beautiful, best he's ever seen, peppers, right? Red peppers with a sign from Israel. So he knows that Israel is something, right? This fellow who comes into shul every night for Mincha for Ma'ariv. We have a late Ma'ariv, 8:30. We catch all the business people who can daven before they leave their business. He knows something. He says, "Well, you have to give Tumus and Maislis, right?" So I was told that. He says, and I've been doing it all along. He just wants to check with me. He says, "I have a coin in my cigarette, in my shaving kit. I have a quarter." And I say, "All that I have to give for Tumus and Maislis should be on this quarter." Okay, explain it. This is what happens. Amoritz. Halacha is you have to be mafresh tumus and maisos. So we have a nusach. Chazanish has a short nusach, right? You separate one from 100, 1/100, and you say all that I'm separated should be given for tumus and maisos, maisos sheni. And if there is neta ravai, I'm poded the neta ravai on the coin that I have in miyuchad for it. Okay, that came out
backwards.
That I can use a coin to take care of it. He says he has a coin and he gives through the maizes and they're from the coin. That's an amulet. It almost sounds right. Not a chiluchas. A full man, right? He wants to do what's right. So he daddy remembers, you take a coin, that covers you. The coin covers you for one of the chiyuvim, neta rabai, that needs pidyon. That you pull down the coin.
If you buy one orange, can you separate a portion of the orange once you open it?
Yeah.
And then if you have one piece of an orange, you can separate the piece from the orange.
And then you wrap it a piece of paper and put it in the garbage pail. That paper is derech kavod, that's all. But, except if my son-in-law is here.
Give it to a Kohen.
Rappaport's Shita, who strong Abdinezer, who was his grandfather, his great-grandfather, he says that Trumas Chutzor is his mutter for a koyer. Since Chutzor is the Rabbonon, Etzol is the Rabbonon most likely today. And this is the Rabbonon, there's a Lebanese about it.
When you have Rov of Klai Yisrael go back to our disrupt. When Rove of Klal Yisrael goes back to Eretz Yisrael, is that going to change the halacha at all?
Thank God. Then we'll have Eliyahu Hanavi. You ask all your questions.
But then it becomes mitzvah of Pliya Baretz.
The what?
Then it's mitzvah of Pliya Baretz. It should become a Daraisa, no?
Summon.
Okay. What is Evdel from Lifnei Iver Lo Titen Michol and Mipnei Amaretz? Was perhaps a minag to give flour for Pesach that before 200 years taken to make cookies by home. Now men as it takes, they took four to. It's a lifnei iver, not it's a mikshol, shelo yasu lifnei pesach lo yasu chametz, or mipnei amaretz. Gezerah shelo.
What are you referring to? A kemach?
Yeah.
קמח. קמח מנשוץ.
קמח קשה בפסח לבעלי בתים. שלא השתמשו.
Zayda's kidney is was also
no, also
because amolus. Only because amolus. Because the ikatam, although someone says because there may be a taruvus in there, but the ikatam is that amolus will see your wife baking with flour, and she won't know that this is bean flour and not kemah flour. I mean, we didn't invent amaratzis. It was there early also. Like, you don't get credit for that one. All right? Where are we up to? Okay. Let's jump down to the Mishneh. Okay. Here we have to watch the line again. Enosim beitzo b'sar amecham b'shul shel zgalgel v'lo yafkeinu b'sudorin Rav Yossi Matzich. V'lo yatmeinu b'chol v'bavar drochem b'shul shel titzle. Gilgumai is it the rice or is it the rabbana? That's what Gilgumai means. And Barabasi, Gilgul Chayev Chatas. Om Mazutu, Avana Namatinino, Kolabo, Bacham, and Play a Shabbos, Shonz, Bacham, and Shabbos, Bacham, and Play a Nichols, Bacham, and Shabbos, Chutzman, and Reich, Ayoshin, Shadachoson, Zuri, Gibar Malachter. What is this? You look at it, he puts it together. Avanan namatinina. We learn nothing about a Gilgul Beitza. So you see what they've had in mind. And that's how we learn Pshat. I'm not sure that Gilgul Beitza is called Bishul. Egg hasn't been cooked yet. It has to be cooked a little bit until the liquid, the albumin, stiffens. Then you can spin it. Then you can magalgo. So how do you know that mixas cooking is cooking? That's what you think. Apegivaraya, it doesn't go with how much cooking you did. It goes with gmar malacha. But a Gilgul Beitza, right, that's what you want to accomplish. That is a improvement over what it was. That's a Melechus Tikkun. Then it's a Melechus Bishul of Gemar Malacha. That's what the Ran tries to explain. Look at the Ran. Ran says, yeah. Shadachoson Zui, he brings a raya from Dogma Liach, Shadachoson Zui Gemar Malachton, Me to call a gemar malacha shmamano zeu bishul v'chayev. Look at Rashi. He quote the Rashi on the side. It's quoted too. If you remember the Rashi, which we've been using over and over again as an easy hesber, right? Kol shabbat b'chamin be'erot Shabbos mozun shorin osa b'cham b'Shabbos bein b'mushum tikun shkva niskan ksas. But right, madichin osa shein ze gemar malachto avalo shorin chus b'dog v'liach, right? Shadachosor hi gemar malachto mi dekoro le gemar malachto shmamar ozer b'shul u'b'chayev. Right? I'm sorry, I skipped the Rashi that I want. The first Rashi, Kol Shabbos B'Chamin, Be'erev Shabbos, Shorin Osu B'Chamin Shabbos, Vein Bo Mishum Tikun, Sheikva Niska Ksas. Here Rashi introduces right, that concept of tikkun. Was there a tikkun or not? That's it. If there was a tikkun, it's bishul. Right. So tikkun is, as we mentioned, did you accomplish? I told you, did you go change its utilization? That's the way we defined it in the Egli Tal. Was there a shinui in the end result shimush with this object? That's how he ties it all together again, like we said this morning, on the Dvorim Shenechosh Moshu Chai, on water. Likewise, there was a Melechas Tikkun because it now has a utility it didn't have before.
It's Daraisa?
Yeah.
It's
so if changing the utility is deoraisa, then something like chazara would be derabanan.
Well, chazara doesn't change anything. Of course, it was always derabanan. The one is bashal called soko. Even mitzamek v'yofalo is derabanan. Okay, pick up the zif again. Says New York, you can't crack an egg open on a hot pavement or on a hot cloth. Rav Yosi Matir, why was he Matir? He holds that Toldos Hachama is mutu. Behold, it's not no snat sonen bechama b'sheyechmu. Leimer Rav Yosi he lo rabbonon. No, Amar Adach Bayitzad. No, bechama. No one has any chilas on it. Bechama kolama lo pligi d'shali. That's what I told you, we can still make fresh barbecue on Shabbos. If you can work out, it should be bechama. No gzeirat rabbonan on it. Okay. It told us all, kolama lo pligi d'yosu. Told us all, of course. Klirishon, or a piece of metal that was heated in the fire, like we would have in a grill. The grill was made red hot, and the fire is out, and you want to put on there a piece of steak. That's the raisa. Ki pligi betold us chamo. Rabbona savri told us, hachama otu told us all. But Rabbi Yisrov alo gazlinen. Hilchus Ketana Kama, but only told us all, but the all kolama lo pligi d'shori, that has not changed. So if, as I think, the solar cookers are not told us, oh, that's all. They themselves don't get hot. They just direct the sun rays to the food. It should be called Tolas Achama, should be Mutar HaShabbos.
The reflector isn't considered isn't considered a tolda?
No. If itself doesn't get hot, the reflector doesn't get hot on the sun. It merely, you have 10 reflectors focused down on the food, so the food gets hot. But the reflector themselves don't get hot. Not hot to cook, or hot yes or lettuce or anything. You can bury the egg in hot sand. I, Rav Yossi, said that Tolos Achamas Mutar. But here you see another Gzeirat Rabbanan came in. The Maaseh of putting an egg into hot sand is so similar to putting an egg into hot ashes that we're afraid that they'll mix it up. My timer, Rabbi Omar, Gzeiro Shemayat Mem Beremetz. Rabbi Yosef Omar, no. Gzeiro Shemayozes Ofer Mem Komo. My timer, my benayu, ik benayu Ofer Tichuach. I have blue shirt, where it's not a Gzeiro that I'm making a moving mukzi, or that I'm making a guma, I'm making a hole on Shabbos to put the egg in. Because it's loose earth that flows easily, like it's sort of like sandbox earth, where there's no din of chofer on it. There'll be the chilik. That if you have such hot sand, according to Rav Yossi, it's mutter to use it. It's called tolos hachama, and there's no gzeiro shemo yatnem beremetz on that. But there will be the same gzeiro shemo yatnem beremetz on that. But this man number holds, the time isn't because of Yavne Beremetz, the time is Yaz is Ofo. Here there's no Yaz is Ofo. Okay, brings us to that big sugya that took up much of our time, and that is Rechitza B'Shabbos. Rechitza B'Shabbos Suba Yom Tov. Here we have a nice machlokes again, the Balamor and the Ramban. Big machlokes we mentioned before was that the Balamor paskens like Hananya, says that the conclusion is like Hananya, not like the Rif concluded that the aloha is not like Hananya, and therefore you need Gola for Kotu. Here you have a similar machlokes. I'm just tell you verbally, then you look inside. The Shaila of, can you stand? You took a cold shower, or went into the mikveh, and in the mikveh building, there is a madura, there's a log fire going. Can you stand in front of the log fire to warm yourself? Right. It says you can't do it because you see, the Lashon will depend on which mandoma you say. Is it because you are warming water to poshrin? Or is it because you warm water to poshrin with nimtza, that is roches be poshrin be Shabbos, where it's like Zeret Rabbanon, even on mayim shehuchmu me'erev Shabbos, you cannot use on Shabbos. That's come look inside. Masa shoso anchek trelio, they view silun shalzonum besochama shalchamin. Omorim chachamim in Bishabbos, kechamin shuchma Bishabbos, for osur belchitzim seer. Vim beyom tov, kechamin shuchma beyom tov, for osur belchitzim utom Bishir. Remember the case? They put a pipe through the thermal spring, the thermal chametrelia, or any other thermal spring. There, I told you the kasha of Tosfos. How could you ask about? Could you be mevashel v'chametrelia? You can't take the Pesach out of Chomosh Yerushalayim. So how could you have chametrelia? Tosfos, is that right? Chametrelia doesn't mean chametrelia. It means any thermal spring. And for all I know, I don't know if it's so. For all I know, Yerushalayim may have a thermal spring. And if it doesn't have a thermal spring, if you dig deep enough, you'll find one. Okay. Just ask the guys in the Gulf. They dug down enough. The thermal springs are found deep in the earth, any place in the earth. Amarula, Aloha Kanchi Trelia. The Rabbonon yelled at them, but they're right. Amalei Rav Nachman, it may be nice of you come to defense of the Anshei Trelia, but they already threw in the towel. They already gave up. Kvar tavuru Anshei Trelia l'sulanayim. They already took out the pipes. They decided to follow the Achum Rishite, not to do it. Right? Halocha, Kerav Nachman, that is Taka also. But Ulu was willing to paskin Anshei Tveria against the Chachomim, what they said. Omrim Chachomim, Anshei Tveria had their own Chachomim, who were Materit. So it was Machlokes Anshei Tveria with the Chachomim. So Rav Nachman, Ulu came to defend the position of the Anshei Tveria. That's what they did was not improper. Rav Nachman, not improper, yeah, proper, but the battle is over, right? The enemy threw in the towel already. It's all over. So no sheet there wants to be made call. Okay, here's this. Gotta pick up a Gemara. We're doing the riff. What, give him the daf.
Kira, you daf Yirchas.
Tanya, lo yishtatif odom kogufo beim mechamen beim mitzonon. Divra meir. Shimon, Matir, Rabbiya, Omer Bechamen, also Besol Muta. Look at the Ran. Why would Rameir Asa Besolan? Bein Bitzonon, the Merze Kilo Rochas Kvar Bechamin, Shein Derech HaRochasim Vishtatif Achaka Bitzonon. As the Gemara explained, and that's why the Gemara gave you that health reason. It told you, Rochas Bechamin, Velo Nishtatif Bitzonon, Dome Le Barzel, Shech Nisu Le'ov, Lo Nisu Le'zonon. Just like you heat up a metal and don't anneal it by dipping it into cold water right away, so the metal had no advantage from the heat. Likewise, a person doesn't have any advantage from taking a hot mikveh, a hot shower, unless he after that rinse himself with cold. So here you have a hezba. Why would they ask a cold? Ask a cold is because of marasayin. Now, two kinds of marasayin. One marasayin is where you will mislead somebody. He'll see you doing it. He thinks he knows what you're doing, but really he misunderstands what you're doing. Therefore, you lead him astray, a kind of lifnei iver. Second marasayin is, right, that they will say that you're a shegetz, that you're not religious. That's also for you to behave in such a way that people should have a bad reputation about you. Both are really called marasayin. Over here, right, the marasayin is the second one. People will see him rinse himself with cold water. Why is the guy go ahead and use cold water to wash himself? The answer is he just got through with a hot shower, a hot bath, and therefore, for health reasons, you're supposed to do that. Therefore, it tells you it's also to do an Ivla Chasim. Right? But that's not the reason, as you see. Amar Rav Chisda, Machlokas Bekarka, Avo Bekli Diva Koloso. What's it referring to? The Machlokas Avraham Meir Rav Shimon. Look how the Ran learns Avo Bekli. Shenotel min amayim Bekli v'shofech al gabov. See, we have a Rashi here. We didn't learn Pshat that way. We learned Bekli. And it's like in a bathtub. And I'm going to tell some of the days. What do you say? Take a look. We're going to make a bachlokas here at Rashi Land. Rashi doesn't say what the Chazan says. Chazan says he's talking about pouring water on him. From Biram Shat, Rashi means he immersed himself in a kli, right? It's Avo. Either way, I don't know what Rashi learned. Rashi learned the kli in a bathtub, in a tub, is the kli. And he learns that the kli is a shower, but pouring the water on top of him with a kli. Okay. And the Tel Rabbonah, Mechem Modem Aluntis, Omicha Gabi Meyayim Shabbos. Okay. Dov is there, Pilip Chorosu, Bnei Asakona. The Ran accepts that teres, the one teres for Rashi, that we're afraid that the battle will open up, and Benimso that he's now getting washed with hot water on Shabbos. Ochs b'cham b'Shabbos. Difficult pshat, as it said, it's a gzera, as far away as you can go. Right. Okay. The better time is the time that Texas uses, Mishub Lefur, right? That's Isur Lefur Mishabbos. Look at the end, Tana Rabbana, maybe Odom Kito Shomayim, jump down. There you have a critical chilik that you have to make. You can't do that al gabi kiro. Can I put al gabi kiro a kiton shomayim and watch the clock? And I know it can't reach Atzilitis in less than 10 minutes. I'll put it on only for 5 minutes. Right? The hafik sin also, just to get the chill out. Maybe other kiton shomayim can they get hamadura? Can they shake the hafik sin also? But we wouldn't be matter that agabe atano. That's only there. Kineged hamadura. Now, key to understanding is kineged hamadura b'mokom sheyat soledes. If I would leave it there long enough, the water would boil. But that gzera, or that, and that may not be gzera, maybe the raise, that putting something on the fire is a maisa bishul. On the fire is one thing. Kineged a madur on the fire in a stove, etc. That's my sabishul. To put it near a fireplace where the logs are burning, right? That's not considered my sabishul unless it's mizbashil, unless it reaches yatzolenis. They have the no bashush elegation for the sinosan, right? Likewise, the Buddha says, now pick up the Ran on this one. critical. Near Midvarov, Shafilu Korol Lemdu Amamish. You have the place? In the Ran.
Tana Rabbana.
Ran says Tana Rabbana. Maybe you have the Kitor Shomayim. Okay, people, you with us?
Yeah. Tana Rabbanan, maybe Adam Kitor Shomayim.
Shafilu Korol Lemdu Amamish. במקום הרוי ולבשל, also מוטו כדי להפשיר. דיינו כל שור של שור, שם כל כך, כדי שזבשל. ולדבור רב הוד, אמר רב יהודה, רב שמור, בסומר, אחד שבן ואחד ועיר, יצא לדס ועושה, אלא יצא לבוטו. לא במקום שצא לדס, במקום שאין יצא לדס כמר. No, the מקום is בעד היצא לדס, אלא כל הניתון, עד שתהיה יצא לדס כמר. מכל מקום, אפילו לדברוב, אגבי האיש ממש עושה בשנירה כמבשל. ואפילו תפצ'ר זה משהו כל צורכו, על פי שמסבר רולו, עושה על זיר בקיר ראשי לגוף וכתוב בקמי ליל. וכל כך לא עושה להתחיל אלא אפילו להפשיר, אלא בעד אלא הותירי כאן, אלא כדגל המדור ובובד. So what does that mean? Remember going to this whole business of Bishul and Zriya, where things happen, achas shi'as man, happen by themselves. So I put something on the fire, somuch le'erev of Shabbos, somuch l'chol. You have there a machlokes rishonim, that the ugly egetal brings down, whether you chayev, yisud ha'raisa, chayev chattas for it, if it'll be nisbashel. Then you charge for the Maisa Bishul, which you did on Shabbos. If, however, you take it away, you never got this Bashul, of course. Then it's also to do it, with Rabbon, also to put it in a place on the fire where it could be Miz Bashul, but if you did it and took it off early enough, there's no Daraisa, there's no Chayev. If, however, you leave it there and it is Miz Bashul, even though the Bishul occurs after Shabbos, most of Shoinim learn Pshat, Yochayev anyway. Why? Yochayev on the Maise Bishul, which started with putting it on the fire. The fact that it says Bashul Me'elov, right, is never a problem. All Bishul is Me'elov. What then? Niskaima Machshavto. You fulfilled your intent. Therefore, you're putting it on the fire on Shabbos, that made the Isur. Very important machlokas there. Okay. And the Gemara finishes off with the Maase of Rabbi Yitzchok and Rebbe in the Beis HaMerchatz. He wanted to put the Pach Shol Shemen to warm it up in a Kli Rishon, Ambati, which is a Kli Rishon, right? And he told him, no, don't do that, use a Kli Sheni, right? Tol be Kli Sheni v'tein. Shvam el Atlas, on Shemen yesh bo mishum bishul. And that again, it can only be understood, right, the same as the business with water. Okay, and I want to be Masber again. Yes, but Egli Tal Shita has to be affirmed, even though it's a big chidush. But taking a double shet nechad moshul chai, like water, and raising it the temperature to be able to use it for tea, that's called a tikkun. That's called a melechas tikkun. The same thing has to apply to shemen. Shemen, nothing happens to the shemen, right? But cold shemen is good for salad. And hot shemen is good for potato chips. To change the shemen from salad oil to potato chip oil is a maisa bishul. That's the only way to be masbil it. Okay, why? I gave the oil a utility it didn't have before. That's the basis. Very critical hesbel that no one else explains that way but the Egli Tal. It's real chidush to be masbil that way. Okay, we'll stop here. We have a minion, but we have a double minion.